Welcome to Men in Charge, in briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, another adventure from your favorite library bouncer turned private investigator, Johnny Hambone, and his accomplice, Rollo.
They have a mystery that they try to unravel?
Probably a mystery of their own making.
And a mystery that lies in front of you, the listener, like something spilled on the kitchen floor. But remember, each episode has an underlying implicit question that serves as the premise for the episode. If you write in with the correct question and put it in the mail, you could win a valuable prize.
Oh, hello, listener. I'm Rollo, and I'm sidekick to the chief here and an ex-library bouncer turned amateur detective who solves crimes across our county. Maybe you've heard of Johnny Hambone?
When the Brotherhood of Library Bouncers was audited by the IRS, I devoted my life to learning how to make the best profiteroles humanity has ever tasted.
And since that didn't work out, today he's investigating the case of the dog that walked on two legs, but not the two you're thinking of.
Rollo, I've been meaning to tell you that I think your tendency to come up with cute names for my cases is stupid and a huge waste of time.
Thanks, Chief. Now here's today's crime scene. A young man who looks to have been attacked by a ravening dog.
Jesus, young man. As you lie here in the gutter, there's blood everywhere on you. Have you no dignity or self-respect?
The dog walked on two legs. Two legs!
My informant told me that the victim wasn't making any sense. Maybe the dog had rabies.
More importantly, how could a dog walk on two legs, Rollo?
Maybe he was a performing carnival dog. They usually have rabies, right?
Two legs! Oh, ow! Ah!
Let's get this pathetic victim up on his feet so that I can check him for clues.
Oh, hey, boss, I think this kid's legs are broken. Knees don't bend backwards, do they?
You're correct, Rollo. And you've helped crack this case.
Really? How's that?
From this contemptible young dweeb's unhelpful testimony, we assumed that the dog stood on two legs to attack him.
Yeah? So?
I think it much more likely that the two legs the dog stood on were these two broken human legs.
And now that the kid is out of the gutter, I can see that he's fallen on a bag of red pens, spilling their ink. No blood.
I was crawling back from the stationery store to proofread some essays. Ironically, the essays are all about dogs.
It might be a good idea to stay in your home until your broken legs heal, buddy.
That's correct, Rollo. As the German romantic mystic and poet Novalis said, a hero is one who knows how to hang on just 1 minute longer.
And that's all the time we have for the Johnny Hambone Mysteries today, folks. See you next time. Well, Tony, that was thrilling, but even more thrilling is the possibility that a listener has written in with an implicit question that's the correct one.
Well, Clem Nelliver from Winthrop, Washington writes, do my parachute pants make my, you know, look big?
I've never heard that question asked before.
Well, is it correct?
No, it's not correct. Although the answer is yes to the question.
It certainly does. Put those parachute pants away.
We do want to thank people who look great in parachute pants. Our cast, Kevin Decker, who actually wore parachute pants in high school, and Davis Hill, who we don't know whether he did or not. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank the only man who shovels his sidewalk after it rains, Brian Lindsay.